Thanks.
Hey, so, did everything go okay with the annulment?
Oh, yeah, no problems. It's all taken care of.
Ross, thank you. Hey, do you guys want to go see a movie?
Oh, yeah, why not?
I'm gonna get my sweater.
Okay. You want to hear something weird?
Always.
I didn't get the annulment.
What?
We're still married. Don't tell Rachel. I'll see you later. Hey, do you have any gum?
Oh. Wait. Hi. Listen, Ross, can I just talk to you for just a second? Oh, but Phoebe, we're going to be late for the movie. Oh, there's a cab. Ooh. Taxi!
Oh, that's timing, my God, huh? There you go.
There you go. We're actually just going to walk because it's right up there at the Angelica.
Oh, the Angelica! Go!
You didn't get the annulment?
I know.
Ross?
Well, I tried, but when I got to my lawyer's office, all I could hear was, three divorces. Look, I just don't want my tombstone to read Ross Geller, three divorces.
Don't be worried about that. Your tombstone could say whatever you want it to say. It can say, Ross Geller, good at marriage. You know? Mine's going to say, Phoebe Buffay, buried alive.
Well, all I know is I can't have another failed marriage.
So, okay, what, you're going to be married to a girl who doesn't even know about it? Oh, woman, sorry.
Well, okay, so I don't have it all worked out quite yet. Just don't say anything to Rachel, please.
Rachel is one of my closest friends. Although being the only one that knows about this does make me feel special. Okay. Phoebe? Hey, Rach! What was that? Sorry, mix up. Hey, how's the movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, then you better hurry. The Angelica, go!
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Move in together. Can I get a gumball machine?
Of course. Joey wouldn't let you have one?
No, when it comes to sweets, he's surprisingly strict.
Have you figured out a way to tell him you're moving out?
No, I keep trying, you know, and I can get out, Joey, I have to, but then I lose my nerve and I always finish with, go to the bathroom. He may think I'm sick.
I really have to tell Rachel, but we just gotta get it over with. You know what? The next time we see them, we're just going to tell them. Okay? That's it.
Oh, is that how this is going to work now? You're just going to order me around all the time?
Pretty much.
All right.
Hey, Monica.
Hi.
Hey, man, you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Joey, we have something to tell you.
Oh, my God. You're pregnant!
No. Look, Joe, here's the thing. Monica and I have decided to live together here, so I'm going to be moving out, man.
Wow. Well, hey, really happy for you guys. Congratulations. See you later.
Wait, Joey, are you okay?
Yeah, I've got to go. I've got an acting job. Like you believe that.
Sucks. Look, I'm just going to be right across the hall, and I promise you, the minute Monica and I break up, I'm moving right back in with you.
Okay, look. If you're going to be moving in with him, I feel that it is my responsibility to tell you the truth about him. Okay, he's a terrible roommate. Terrible. He forgets to, Oh, my kidding. He's the best roommate ever.
Hey, have you seen Rachel?
No, why?
I have some pretty exciting news.
You're pregnant.
No. Chandler and I are moving in together.
Oh, that's good. Wow,
know, but now if you were pregnant, what would you name it? Hit Phoebe.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, Chandler and I are moving in together.
Oh, my God. Oh, my little sister and my best friend. Shacking up. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Guys, I'm happy too.
Okay, come here.
Wow, big day, huh? People moving in, people getting annulled.
Anyway, I gotta go find Rachel, but if you guys see her, would you please try to give her some really bad news so mine doesn't seem so bad?
Something bad to tell Rachel. Bad news for Rachel. What could that be?
Can you just lay off, please? All right, my life is an embarrassment. I should just go live under somebody's stairs.
Russ, it's not that big a deal. So you'll have been divorced 3 times. You'll still have a life. You'll go on dates.
No, I won't. I'll be at the bottom of the dating barrel now. The only guys below me will be 4 divorce guy, a murderer guy, and geologists.
Ross, you're being ridiculous, okay? You are cute and smart and sweet, and that is much more important than 3 stupid divorces.
Oh, yeah? Have you ever dated anyone who's been divorced 3 times?
Well, that's not really fair. You know, most guys have been divorced 3 times. They're like 60. Ross, nobody cares about this except you. This embarrassment thing is all in your head. Here, I'll show you. Come here.
What?
Hi. Listen, my friend Ross is about to be divorced for the 3rd time, but wouldn't you date him?
And if you wait right here, I'll go get Ross.
Hi.
Oh, thought you were Rachel.
What gave me away?
I just gotta tell her I have to get it over with. I've told Ross and Phoebe, and she's the only one left.
Okay, that's it. So everybody knows. It's official. We're moving in together. No turning back. Are you scared? Are you?
No.
Wow, that was my scariest voice. You're very brave.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, the worst day. You know, you think you're finally making progress at work, and then your boss calls you Raquel.
Hey, listen, for the first 4 years of my work, everybody called me Sha-la-la. Seriously.
I believe you. Right in the middle of a staff meeting, so of course no one else wants to correct her, so everyone else is calling me Raquel. By the end of the day, the mailroom guys were calling me Rocky.
Well, I still think you're very, very nice and very pretty.
What?
All yours, babe.
Have a seat. Okay, listen, Chandler and I are going to live together. Here.
Oh, my God. That's so great. Oh, I'm so happy for you guys.
Really?
Oh, and that was so sweet of you to ask. Oh, my God. The 3 of us are going to have such a good time living together.
Yes, we are.
Oh, and Chandler, you're going to have to watch those long showers you take in the morning because you know Raquel can't be late.
Hey.
Yeah, he's gonna work on that.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, wow.
Come and knock on our door.
We'll be waiting for you.
See, once you know the stories, it's not that bad. First marriage, wife's hidden sexuality, not my fault. Second marriage, said the wrong name at the altar. A little my fault. Third marriage, well, they really shouldn't allow you to get married when you're that drunk and have writing all over your face. Nevada's fault.
Okay, so what do you think, ladies? Who wouldn't be interested? Who wouldn't want to date him?
Well, the divorces don't bother me. I date him, but not while he's still married.
Okay, what about you? Wouldn't you want to date?
Actually, I'm not dating at all anymore. See, I figured out that I was only dating guys that were, you know, like, bad for me. So I decided that until I could work that out, okay, those demons and whatever.
What about you, Meg?
Well, I don't care about the divorces either. But I wouldn't date him. It's just that he's obviously still in love with this Rachel girl.
What?
She said he's obviously still in love with this.
This is crazy. I mean, yes, Rachel is my good friend, and I have loved her in the past, but now she is just my wife. Phoebe, will you help me out here?
Well, I thought you loved her when you married her.
We were drunk. I would have married Joey with that amount of alcohol.
Hey, you could do a lot worse than Joey Tribbiani.
I'm sorry, but you guys are wrong. I just don't want to be divorced 3 times.
Yes, and now he's using this 3 divorces reason because he wants to stay married to her because he loves her. I must say, well done. Bravo, Meg.
Okay, fine. If this is what you think, forget about the whole 3 divorce thing, okay? I'll go to my lawyer's office right now and get this marriage annulled, okay? I mean, she means nothing to me. Nothing!
Okay, now I wouldn't date you because you seem a little creepy.
I am so attracted to him right now.
Okay, when are we going to tell Rachel what actually is going to happen?
Soon. I just couldn't before. I mean, you saw how upset Joey got. I couldn't do that to her. She's my best friend.
Well, Joey's my best friend.
I'm not your best friend.
You just said... Of course you're my best friend. Would you please tell Rachel, though?
All right. At least I'm prepared.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Hey!
Hey!
These aren't for you. Are you upset?
I am now.
Hey, roomie.
Okay, bye.
Rach, there's something important I have to tell you.
Are you pregnant?
No, but I'm throwing the shirt away. I think there was a little misunderstanding before. Mm-hmm. When I said that Chandler and I wanted to live together, we meant alone together.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny. I can't believe I did that.
Oh, no, sweetie. No, you know what? This is my fault. I wasn't clear. I'm really sorry. Mm. And Ava, listen, you take as much time as you need to move out, okay? There's absolutely no rush.
Okay.
Okay. Don't you want a cookie?
Sure.
Maybe do you need a tissue?
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, where did you get these?
I made them.
Oh, God, they're so yummy.
Yeah, it's going to be weird, like when I come home and you're not here, you know? No more Joey and Chance. No more Jane C's. Want to go over to Joey and Chandler's? Can't. It's not there.
I'm just going to be across the hall. We can still do all the same stuff.
Yeah, but we won't be able to, like, get up in the middle of the night and have those long talks about our feelings and the future.
Not once did we do that.
Hi.
Hey.
So,
I told Rachel that it's just going to be the two of us.
Oh, yeah? Well, how'd she take it?
Really well. Yeah. Surprisingly well. Yeah, she didn't cry. She wasn't angry or sad.
And you're upset because you didn't make your best friend cry?
I mean, all I'm asking for is just a little emotion. Is that too much to ask after 6 years? I mean, what, are Rachel and I not as close as you guys? I mean, did we not have as much fun? Don't I deserve a few tears? And when we told Joey, he cried his eyes out.
Hey! I did not cry my eyes out. Come on, it's like the end of an era. No more J-Man and Jenny.
Okay, I gotta ask, who calls us that?
You got married again.
Yes.
So that's your second marriage in 2 years.
Yes, second in 2 years. Third overall.
Ross, I have been a divorce attorney for 23 years, and never have I had so much business from one client. Why don't you tell me what happened?
Basically, Rachel and I were in Vegas, and we got drunk.
I'm sorry. Is this the same Rachel whose name you said at the altar in the second marriage?
Yes. But I do not love her.
Oh. That's better, then.
This was just a drunken mistake, and I need to get it annulled.
I see. Have you considered therapy?
I think just the annulment for today.
There are a couple of forms to fill out.
Easy.
And we'll need to have witnesses who can testify that you were not of sound mind.
No problem.
And we'll need you and Rachel to testify before a judge.
Ooh. There's no way to do this without her, because I kind of already told her it was taken care of.
Of course you did. Look, Ross, you can't get an annulment unless you and Rachel are both there.
Uh-huh. What about someone who looks like Rachel? I will think about the therapy.
Hey! Hey. So, I was thinking that maybe we should start dividing up our stuff.
Okay.
No point in dragging it out. Dragging out the long process of you moving out and us not living together anymore.
Okay.
Hey, Rach.
Yeah.
What about this? Who gets this? See, I don't know if I want it because, you know, it might be too many memories.
What the hell is it?
I don't know. Rachel, how about the big plate? I want you to have the big plate.
Wow, Mona, thanks. I love this plate.
Something to remember me by.
Come on, you're not dying. I'm just moving out. You know, I mean, we're going to see each other all the time.
But still, it's a big change. The end of an era, you might say.
Are you okay? You're not blinking.
Fine. I'm just thinking about how it's an end of an era.
Oh, all right. But, you know, I gotta say, I don't think 6 years counts as an era.
An era is defined as a significant period of time. Now, it was significant for me. Maybe it wasn't significant to you.
What is the matter with you?
What is the matter with you? Why are you more upset? Aren't you gonna be sad that we're not living together anymore? I mean, aren't you gonna miss me at all?
Monica, all right, but don't get mad at me. It's just a little hard to believe.
What's hard to believe?
You know, I mean, it's you guys. You do this kind of stuff, you know? I mean, you were going to get married in Vegas, and then you backed out. I guess I'm not upset because I don't see you actually going through with it. I'm sorry.
Rachel, it's going to happen. Chandler is going to move in here.
But I...
No, wait, just let me finish, okay? This isn't something that we just impulsively decided to do in Vegas. This is something that we both really want. And it is going to happen.
It is? Really?
Yes, sweetie.
You mean we're not going to live together anymore?
No.
What? Oh, my God. I'm gonna miss you so much.
I'm gonna miss you.
I mean, it's the end of an era.
I know.
Okay, bye.
Oh, no.
So, did you get the annulment?
I couldn't.
I knew it, because you love Rachel.
It's not that, okay? Annulments are more complicated than
complicated because of the love.
I do not love Rachel. I'm going to tell her right now about the whole thing so we can get this marriage annulled as fast as possible. Okay, would I do that if I loved her?
I've never been more convinced of your love for her.
I do not have feelings for Rachel, okay? Oh, what's wrong?
Monica and Chandler are really moving in here, and I have to move out, and everything is changing.
Oh, my God. Oh, come here. It's okay. Oh, everything's going to be okay.
Thank you.
Of course.
So, Ross and Rachel got married. Monica and Chandler almost got married. You think you and I should hook up?
Oh, we do. But not just yet.
Really? Well, when?
Okay. Well, first Chandler and Monica will get married and be filthy rich, by the way. But it won't work out.
Wow.
I know. Then I'm going to marry Chandler for the money. And you'll marry Rachel and have the beautiful kids.
Great.
But then we ditch those two, and that's when we get married. We'll have Chandler's money and Rachel's kids, and getting custody will be easy because of Rachel's drinking problem.
What about Ross?
I don't want to go into the whole thing, but we have words, and I kill him.